This is CFM. It's Lee and Jess for breakfast. And my, what a big weekend in sport. Kicking off last week, obviously, with our NWFL Grand Finals. Brent Costello from Win News is here to dissect the last couple of days. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are we?
Very well, thank you. We had our under-18s Grand Final Friday night where Bernie took it out over Devonport. Then the reserves on Saturday, Wynyard 63 over the Two Blues 32. But the big dance on Saturday at La Trobe, Bernie and Devonport, nearly the derby, they'd probably
it's
call
the classic
it.
Yeah,
the big classic clash, isn't it? The rivalries. The Dockers taking out, mate.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? And three in a row, which is just an awesome achievement. The three-peat to rack it up. So well done to Brent Plant and his troops. It's a big feather in their cap to be able to do it in such a weird old year as well, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Able to defend the premiership. So, gee, they've got some good players. You know, and when Bernie threw out of the state league, all these blokes stuck together still. And Cade Munday, one of those blokes that I think, what is he got? Eight or nine flags now, something crazy.
Something like that.
What a record.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's done exceptionally well. You know, and then you throw a bloke like Mav Weller into the team halfway through the year who's had AFL experience. So they're always going to be pretty hard to beat. So bad luck to Devonport. They're on the hunt for their first flag since, I think, the 1988 Grand Final. So they'll be feeling pretty flat this morning, I guess. But they've had a pretty good year as well, haven't they?
Well, yeah, look, for sure. Again, as we said at the top there, it was uncertain as to whether we were going to have an NWFL season in the first place.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It was lucky we got there in the end and well patronised as well, given the limitations. All right, let's move on to AFL now. The finals, look out. The Tigers making
Lee and Jess's teams represent.
Gee, we set up for a couple of ripping prelims this weekend, aren't we? Just going to be awesome. Friday night, obviously, is Port v Richmond at the Adelaide Oval, and then the Brisbane Lions hosting Geelong on Saturday night. So yeah, it's a toss of the coin for me in both of those games, I reckon. Now it's just set up perfectly.
We've
always had some classic prelim finals over the years too, and you just think these two might actually go down to the wire. So to get there, we saw Geelong way too good for Collingwood. Pulled the Pies pants down on Saturday night. They played their grand final the week before, it's fair to say. And then the Tigers, they were never going to go out in straight sets, were they? So that went the way we thought it would too, them thrashing St Kilda. So, as I say, it's set up beautifully. And hard to say who's in the box seat to make the grand final. I've said all along it would be Brisbane Port, but I've just seen what Geelong did the other night. They look pretty sharp, and Richmond, they're not scared of anyone. So I can't wait for this weekend already, guys.
It's going to be a big one. Those sports bet odds as well for Friday night, even Stevens, they cannot pick who is going in as favourite. So at this point in time, it definitely could go either way. And on Saturday night, Brisbane the favourite, but only just.
Yeah, as I said, toss of the coin, really, isn't it? That's obviously the sentiment with the bookies as well. So, as I say, it couldn't be any tighter. Everything to play for. I think both teams are basically, all teams are basically full strength. It's just set up beautifully.
Rafa setting records at Roland Garros.
He is, yeah, exactly right. What a star he's been for such a long time, particularly at Roland Garros, and now equal Grand Slams with Roger Federer with 20 apiece, so you know, you run out of things to say. So 13 of those 20 Grand Slams through at Roland Garros, which is just extraordinary. So well done to Rafa. Well done to the young girl, the 19-year-old Poland girl, Iga Świątek, who won her first Grand Slam at just 19 years of age, the youngest French Open winner since 1992 and the first Grand Slam winner from Poland. So she did really well up staging Sophia Kennan. Plenty to celebrate over there in Paris for a couple of star tennis players.
And just quickly before we go, Sheffield Shield.
Yeah, Tassie started their season on Saturday. They're taking on Queensland over in South Australia in a hub. And unfortunately for the Tigers, they're behind the eight ball. They made 250 in their first innings. And at the moment, Queensland 6 for 331. So leading by 81 runs with 4 wickets in hand in the first inning. So the Tigers will need to get out there, whip through them this morning and get back in there with a bat and try and post a decent total.
Yeah, very good.
All the details tonight on Win News. You'll be able to catch Breno as well with local sport. Thanks for your time, mate. We'll catch you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
And, of course, more of your local news and sport is our website, cfmtaz.com.au, which is where Alex Jackson is standing by next at 8 o'clock.